You debuted in WWE in 2017 when you made an impact in the 2017 Mae Young Classic. More than 4 years after your WWE debut, how would you describe your evolution in the as a female competitor since joining WWE?
Well, I think for sure, I think even just watching, you can tell that I'm a lot more comfortable in the ring, and just by ring presence alone, I'm a lot more confident in what I can do. I think my timing and my pacing is a lot more comfortable. I think just like the whole theme of just being more comfortable in there, I think is by far, you know, I go back and look at my Mae Young matches and I'm like, ah, man, it was, you know, and at the time I was like, this is the best thing I've ever done. But like, I look back now and I'm like, ugh.
But even at the time, people who saw you said, oh my God, that, what a great competitor, you know?
Yeah, and it's, I'm not saying it wasn't good, but I'm saying just as far as like the evolution of myself, it's just light years past that now. So I'm thankful for that. Obviously, it was historic, and the first is always like a landmark to be a part of. But you know, it's I think it's definitely a thing. Even in my like style and my ring gear, I think I'm just a lot more me, you know?
Yeah. You're a former two-time and longest reigning NXT Women's Champion. Now that you're on the main roster, could you tell us what's the biggest challenge for superstars like you who made that transition? Have you watched NXT 2.0, and what's your thoughts on this?
I think, you know, realizing that NXT is almost like it is still a WWE brand, but I think it's almost its own kind of small bubble. I think the surprising thing for me, and you'll hear other people, you know, Kevin Owens told me this when I was still at NXT, that as cool as you think you are in NXT, when you go do Raw and SmackDown, the majority of those people don't know NXT or didn't. And so I think like coming up and realizing you have to reestablish yourself and redefine yourself, and the arenas are bigger all the time. And, you know, Full Sail, I was at Full Sail for NXT, and that audience, similar to 2.0, there's a very like dedicated and kind of the same people that are in the crowd, so they know all the storylines and they know all the stuff. So you know, there isn't that, because Raw and SmackDown travels so much, so there's not this like one core group of, I mean, there's people that obviously go to a lot of shows and travel all over and do that, but the arenas are so much bigger that it's not the same crowd. Yeah. Basically, so I think that's a big thing to get used to, just reintroducing yourself all the time. And as far as 2.0, I mean, it's obviously a change. I love the look of the arena and how that looks. I think it's really cool. And I think it's interesting to get to see some new faces and see what the newer crop in the future is going to look like. There's obviously some great competitors down there that I'm looking forward to beating up. So, you know, we'll see.
Do you have a favorite female wrestler or male wrestler in the NXT 2.0 roster right now?
Well, I have to be a little biased and say that Io, obviously, like all the females on 2.0 are going to be the ones that I'm more familiar with. You know, Io, Dakota Kai has really gone through some, if you look at the Dakota Kai that I was bullying when I was champion as compared to this Dakota Kai now, I think that character arc has been amazing. Obviously Raquel, she's you know, a big powerhouse, and that's always something that's interesting to see coming from a female. You know, those three, and I know it's kind of a cop out because they're older. I really like, if we're talking newer girls, I'm really liking Cora Jade. She seems to be, there's something about her, I can't put my finger on it, but I like watching her. You know, and Zoe Stark, obviously very talented in the ring. So I'll be interested to see how the evolution of their themselves go. You know, if they evolve as much as like a Dakota Kai, it's going to be crazy. The ceiling's so high for them.
I really hope to see you taking on Dakota Kai in the near future. Last question. Before joining WWE, you were a mixed martial artist. Could you tell us more about the transition from being an MMA fighter to being a professional wrestler? Is an MMA return possible at this point in your career?
Well, I think that the biggest difference between MMA and pro wrestling is that in MMA, you ignore the crowd at all costs to win, whereas in pro wrestling, you listen to the crowd. You pay more attention to what the crowd is. The things you do are more manipulation of the crowd. So I think the biggest thing is turning on and off your rabbit ears. Otherwise, physically, it's not all that different. But as far as like a return to MMA, I think obviously at a world class level, that's not that I'm old, but it's a young man's sport. I'm not old, but you know, it's, I'd be lying if I didn't say the I am older than the peak for probably mixed martial arts. I definitely think, you know, I spent almost 2 decades training and studying mixed martial arts, so I think it would be foolish to not use that somehow and maybe perhaps go into a coaching sort of situation when I'm done, when all is said and done. But I think as far as competing, maybe something local, some grappling tournaments here and there, but I don't think, like, you're not talking, like, I'm not about to have a great big UFC run ever again, but, you know, it's definitely something that will always be part of my life.
Well, thank you very much, and best of luck for tomorrow's match.
Yeah, thank you.